Hi, this is Matt Welsh with Spiritual Media Blog, and tonight I'm here with Vicki King, consultant and best-selling author of How to Write a Movie in 21 Days, The Inner Movie Method. Vicki, thank you so much for being here with us tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for inviting me. It's always wonderful.
Yes, I agree. And a lot of people are on the call tonight because they're kind of looking for advice and your insights on marketing inspirational and conscious content, whether that be books, movies, or websites. And so just kind of start off with a broad topic and then maybe dive into some details later. But I'd love to hear any feedback or advice you have on that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, you would like me to? You know, I was just thinking before we had the call, if you desire it, you can acquire it. And anything that's in your heart that's burning to do, you know, everyone who came on the call is a consideration of that you had to get here. You had a focus. You had to decide that you, you know, had to eat before you came on the call or whatever the thing was to come on. There's something that you're really wanting to take place in your life. And so, because you have that desire, then within you, you have the same capacities and the same ingredients that are going to be able to get that desire acquired. Otherwise, you wouldn't have the desire. They just wouldn't fit together. It's like in nature. If there's a poisonous something or other that is a plant, then right next to it is the antidote to the poison. It's just how nature works.
Yeah, I agree. And that sounds a little bit like the whole method of, like, if you build it, then they will come.
Mm-hmm. If you don't build it, then they won't come. How can they come if you don't build it? And so for all of us, the best and highest way that we can have expansion appear in our lives and show up physically, we have to crank ourselves open to begin with, so that you have space enough to let it in, to receive it, to say yes, please, thank you, you know, and allow the thing to come in. For instance, there was one question that someone wrote in to me on that website, and she asked that her name not be mentioned. And so this is real endemic of the metaphor of what the question is, which is, what about perfectionism? I keep working on my script. It's not ready yet. What can I do? And she didn't want her name to be used. So clearly, she's in a very smart place with her material because she doesn't want to yet bring it forth to people, and she doesn't want to come out to people yet. She's not feeling ready yet to do that. That's terrific. You don't ever have to fight that stage or phase of your progression in your creation. You can, you know, be there and cultivate that. And then she'll get to the next stage and phase, which is something like, maybe, I think I can. And then it's, oh, I know I can. And then she'll feel comfortable about coming out. And other people in their personalities would do something quite opposite. Like, they would feel they're absolutely not ready yet, and the way to get ready is to come out with whatever the thing is, to go for something, pitch stories, whatever the thing is that you feel that you want to get into and get better at. They'll come out and do that before they're even ready to, and then that gets them ready. So the best and highest way to work is to know thyself and begin to start knowing, what is your propensity? What is the best way that you feel comfortable about being in harmony with the talent that you have and the thing that you are offering in the world? And as you know that and as you do that, then it's just great fun. There's no working. You know, there's that quote that is bantied about quite a lot is, if you love what you're doing, you'll never work a day in your life, because it's always just the joy of doing your passion. So you want to certainly make harmony with what that is, and so then that will work together to help you to come forward with what it is that you're offering the world.
I really like that. And if you don't mind, I might ask a question to go a little deeper. Say a lot of people are writers on the call, and they might write something, maybe it's an article, a blog post, and they get some good feedback from it, but they might not get any commercial success, or they might not be able to get an agent. What sort of advice would you have for someone who has that talent, but if they haven't reached commercial success with it?
Well, again, back to what do you want? What are you looking for? Are you doing blogs so that you can get your chops as a writer? That's terrific. So do that, and then maybe you're doing the blog so that you get response, so that you begin to start seeing how your writing is communicating, and that's why you're doing it. So there is a payoff, but it might not be a check, might not be cash money, and so then you begin to start looking at what suits you. Like for instance, if you're doing writing, as you're saying, you know, that people are interested in that, and maybe they'll doing blogging to get their writing clearer, better, more communicative, then look to see what it is that you are doing it for. Are you writing because you want to have money? So then you would go into those kinds of writings, you know, technical writing, where you could get a job in aerospace, do your writing, you know. Somebody would be mortified by that, but one person would be thrilled. Somebody else, not so much. So then you do something else to allow that you are provided for in your support. We all must have financial support. And so then that's a given. You don't have to fight that. You don't have to think, oh, can I? Is it possible? I'm an artist. What's going to happen? I have to get along without money. No. It's just a given. We are all to be endowed in good and great support for what it is that we are nurturing and discovering in ourselves and bringing forward in the world. So then you work it out the best way you can. Like, for instance, in Hollywood here, many people are out-of-work actors, and they're also waiters. So then some can do that. They have a day job and they can go to auditions and develop their careers in acting. Others can't do that. So then you will find another way to be supported. Sometimes with your spouse, you'll make an agreement, you know, that the spouse will work at a day job while you are working at developing your career, you know, I don't like really the word career so much, but, you know, your art form that you're bringing forward in the world. And then you switch, you know, where then you will be the breadwinner in the coupling. You want to design it that fits your particular personality and your life. And not everyone will write and make a huge amount of money at their writing. But you can, that doesn't stop you from writing. You can still do that and make a huge amount of money some other way. I like a quote from Stephen King, where he said early on, you know, he was always going to write. And he's so grateful that it just so happens that the macabre point of view that he has is commercial and it's saleable. And so then he gets a chance to make a lot of money on the writing that he does. But that can be a happenstance. Hal Prince, he says he's so lucky because his taste in producing Broadway shows is the common man's taste. He's humble about that. But it matches. It's a fit. And so then he's not so esoteric that he's not going to make any money at it. So, but if you are so esoteric that you can't make any money at it, then find where you can make the money to support it and keep going.
That sounds like good advice. And you talk about the idea of cosmic marketing. Do you mind, and the magic of it? Do you mind explaining what that is and how that works?
Cosmic marketing to me is that you are in harmony with how you put forth your expression, how you are, you know, what is your contribution to the world? Everyone has their contribution that they came here and they will be giving, whether they work at it or want to, or everyone contributes. And so the best and highest way to fit with your contribution that you are contributing is to fit it where it's comfortable for you. You know, some people love Facebook and Twitter and have a million followers. And other people couldn't even bear to think of that. So then you don't need to go Twittering if you're not a Twitterer. You find what matches you and what fits you. And that would be the, you know, the way that you would progress. And now it's really fascinating. In the last century, in the 90s, I was professor at USC in the film department in the cinematic writer. They were all screenwriters, and what I was talking to them about at the time was follow the content, because technology is blowing up. And everything that we know here that you're being taught in all these other classes today on campus is going to be obsolete by the time you are the leaders of the new cinema, the new way that that content is going to roll out in the media. And so it's up to you to match and meet that new technology and the new ways of bringing forward material with your content. And lo and behold, so there we are. You know, now suddenly there's all manner of films that are coming on the internet, and it's so easy. It's not like it was where you had to go through Hollywood, where you had to go to a major studio, and if it wasn't one of the 200 films that were going to be made that year, then you were out. And so then there came the building of independent films. And so then there was all that. There was the grassroots film festivals and such. And then that was kind of a needle in a haystack kind of approach, where independent filmmakers were bemused and bedazzled and frustrated quite often, because, how do you go from one film festival to the next and the next and next? And then there developed that there was, let's say there was a couple of them, like Sundance, where then it became the new Hollywood, where everyone, Hollywood would go there to buy the films. So it keeps moving very quickly, and you want to be as creative about how things roll out as you are about the content of your material. And then you will see not only that you're finding your niche in what is cutting edge, but you are creating the cutting edge.
That makes a lot of sense. And you mentioned social networking and how that might be for some people and not for other people. Let's say you're just getting started and you want to go beyond social networking. It might not be ideal for your interest. How would you go beyond social networking and still try to get your work out to a large audience?
Well, each would be different. Now, did you get that question from a particular person?
No, it wasn't a particular person.
Because it'll be different for each each person, how they will go about that. As I am saying, the whole idea is that the smart part is all you have to do is know thyself, and then you don't have to know all the other avenues, because then you'll begin to start fitting in there, the idea of like build it and they will come. Like for instance, there's Kate. Kate, hello, Kate, if you're there. she wrote in a question to me, and she's asking, what's the best viral marketing a conscious entrepreneur can do today? Is there one big thing or a combination of tactics that can drive huge traffic to a website? Great question. And for Kate, it's going to be completely different than for somebody else to have that same heart's desire to be this, you know, the same. Now, Kate, if Kate is there, can you unmute her? Is that a cumbersome
time? I'll unmute it and see if she wants to, if she's on the call. But I will unmute it. Just 1 second.
Okay.
Is Kate on the call and wants to speak with Vicki now?
Hi, Vicki.
Oh, hi, Kate. So I wanted to congratulate Kate in front of everybody because not only is Kate asking this insightful, clear question, but also it's because she already does this. You already are a viral marketer. You're already a conscious entrepreneur. You already do the big things, and you already do the combination of the tactics of the little things. And so congratulations and hooray for you that you're doing all of that.
Thank you.
So my feeling is, would you like to know what I'm thinking about your future?
Yeah, that'd be great.
My feeling is that You're doing it. You're on your way, and you are becoming. And as you are becoming, you can't even see where you're going to get to yet, because it's so high up there on the mountaintop. And you're going, and you're filled with all the good energy and the enthusiasm and all your capabilities to be able to get there. And so what you're going toward is, you do have a mechanism. Like, for instance, you might think of it as, you've really got your toaster intact. And now what you're doing is, you're feeding the toaster various kinds of breads. You know, there'll be raisin bread or bagel or, you know, varying kinds. And each one is popping up, and each one is showing you that how you're working with it, you know, how it pops up, how you're being responded to for each thing. And the point of this is that you do have the toaster all ready together. And what's interesting to you now is to continually put brand new kinds of breads in that toaster, because you're really interested in this pop-up. And you want to know what the best and highest pop-up thing that you can have. And that's what you're going for. So what's being experienced now for you is more and more richness and depth of the content that you want to bring forth. The media is the message, and so then you've got the media intact. Now what is the message? And you're wanting to develop that more and more and more so. There's a great deal of abilities in I know that you want to develop. I looked you up, and Kate has a presence on the internet, which is great. So you want to develop enthusiasms and inspiration for young women to pull forth in their careers, and you will do that by, that's who you are, and as you are that, you are inspiring young women to be who they are. So, you know, that's your greatest piece of bread that you're going to put in your toaster, is that as you continue to be the radiance and be that which you are also offering and opening in others, then they will step up and be inspired by that. So your main thing now is not necessarily looking for what is more social networking or what is the next big thing. It's more how you are feeling internally more and more and more to in all of your full confidences and in your full radiance and in your expression which I call your who-ness, you know, who you are. And, you know, that will be a great joy to you. So would you like to Did you have any questions about that or commentary?
I really get a sense that that's where I'm at as well, that it's really about the inner work and shining from within and then sort of being a magnet and attraction to that like energy. I'm getting a sense that it really is about, yeah, me and where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what you're doing here, I think the on Earth anyway, the what an art form is when people can take the extreme of one end and the extreme of the other. Like, say, for instance, musicians. They have to be fully in heart and feeling, and yet they also have to be mathematicians because they have to read the music. So you have that. You've got that combination of being able to straighten up and fly right, you know, to actuate. And now you're putting in the deep ingredients, the quiet ingredients, the ingredients within those. It's like if it was going to be soup, it would be the seasoning and those flavorings and, you know, the hidden intelligences, like, you know, your bay leaf how you would put the onions in and then let those cook down before you would put in the carrots, you know. So that's what's going on now for you. And so then that's your your next levels of how you're balancing being able to get the job done and being able to feel deeply from within.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for answering the question. I really appreciate it.
Yes, well, you're welcome, and, you know, and hooray for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that, Vicki, for taking a personal, working with someone one-on-one.
So now, with you know, if a different person asked that same question, it would be a different answer. You know, like if someone, let's say it's not Kate, if someone said, what's the best viral marketing a conscious entrepreneur can do today? Maybe this person isn't yet marketing and not yet a conscious entrepreneur, you know, and just beginning to explore something in those areas. Then you would look at it in a different approach. You'd look at it like, well, are you a person who is comfortable with the internet? Do you like social networking? And the person might say, "Ooh, no, I don't like that at all." So what they're doing with the question is they're exploring, driving up to the intersection. You know, well, what am I going to do when I get to the intersection? Am I going to turn left or am I going to turn right? And it's a person who's wanting to say, you know, I don't think I want to bring out my content, my contribution with viral marketing, because that doesn't appeal to me as I'm driving up to the intersection. I'm not going to turn in that direction. It just, you know, it just makes me feel dreadful within. So then they would, when you know yourself pulling up to the intersection, you know then which direction you want to turn. You don't have to be, you know, in the middle of the street with people honking at you. So that would be something else. That would be, well, then don't do viral marketing. Allow something, another aspect to come out. Like, for instance, a friend of mine, he lives in Sri Lanka, and he's completely relaxed. And so I visited him, and he said, well, you know, I want to, he said he was bored. And he said I said, well, what do you want to do? And he said, well, he wanted to, he likes to stand in front of an audience and talk. So I said, well, then stand in front of an audience and talk. Well, then, well, where do I get my audience? Well, invite people, you know, really simple stuff. And if he doesn't want to invite them, then he can hire somebody to invite them, or he can ask somebody else to invite them. Do you see? But for him, he doesn't want to do anything. He just wants to stand up and pontificate. Well, great. Then that's a way for him to do that. And so then what he did was he did arrange with somebody who just really admires him and likes to sit and listen to his wisdoms. And this person who likes to do that is volunteering to be the one who puts all this together. And so then they're putting together international phone hookups so he can do this. So then he can sit in his hammock in Sri Lanka, you know, and he can be completely happy how he is by being lazy and not lifting a finger, but being able to give out his wisdoms. And then this fellow that he's hired is very enthusiastic about being able to do this, and it's simple for him.
That's great. Yeah, that's the one thing that I'm really sensing about your words on marketing is you have to find the medium and the method that really feels right to you. Sounds like that's what you're saying.
Yes, and now that we've said that, there's another opposite thing, which is for some people, it's really very valuable for them to do what is not comfortable for them to do. It's really valuable for them to step out into way out of their comfort zone and into an area that bewilders them. Because what that does then is it expands you. It may, you know, it would give a person confidence. It would allow that they would didn't know that they could do that, and then they do it, and then they, you know, they feel pleased with themselves, and then they can have higher ideas then to go even further. So when you know yourself, you know the difference. You know the difference of when something is just not you and it doesn't feel like a match, and something where you're scared to do it, and then that's when you need to do it because you're so scared to do it.
That's great. That would be like, for example, someone might be scared of public speaking, but they just know that that's going to help them grow and evolve, then maybe they might want to try public speaking.
Yeah, usually the thing that scares you the most, take a look at that, because that's usually the thing you need to be doing.
Yeah. Alternatively, if you just don't like to be on Twitter, then don't worry about it. Don't do Twitter if it's not really calling out to you.
Yeah, if it's not calling, don't do it. Because it's absorbing, and it becomes time-consuming rather than self-expanding.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't want consumption. You want expansion.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
You know, and feel it. You can feel it. You can feel when an email comes into you, if something feels, you know, if you're subscribed to, there's many, many, many subscriptions to, you know, blog, radio, and all, you know, there's so many of them on the way. And if they're coming into you and you're feeling, you just feel in your body, oh, I have to listen to that, you know, or, oh, I'm getting overwhelmed, there's too many things coming, that kind of thing. Just unsubscribe.
Yeah, I've done that before. It makes sense. Well, I want to make sure if there's other people who have questions that we let people speak. So if there's someone on the line right now, I'll pause for a moment and let somebody, if they have a question they want to, they can work with Vicki right now.
We had questions from Tony and Laura and Melanie?
Yeah, if you have email questions, I know people emailed you before the call.
Yeah. Okay. So, Milani, am I pronouncing her correct? She's a friend of yours?
She is. She's not on the call tonight, but she wanted me to send her a recording of the call. So if you have a chance to.
Oh, sure. Okay. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Milani, yes.
Milani. Okay. So Milani's question is, I am completing my web series short film very soon and would like to know how exactly to get started in marketing. So, what's interesting about this is she uses the word exactly. And exactly is what makes her scared about what to do. Because she's approaching the finish of something that she maybe didn't know how to do it when she started, but now she knows how to do it because she's finishing it. What I mean is the web series and the short film. And now, you know, how is this going to happen that there's going to be marketing going on? So I would say to her, I don't know what the content of the film and the web series is, but to go in the direction of what the content is and follow the content. Say, for instance, it's we had another question about bullying from Laura. We'll get to that. But, you know, so let's say it's about bullying. So then for Lonnie to put out press releases and such about the subject matter and to not be concerned about that it's marketing and to not be concerned that it's a short film or a web series, but to just really, really talk extensively on the content, the topic that it is. And that's the hook. And then she would follow that hook, which, by the way, Matt, do you know what that hook is? Do you know what the topic is?
I don't. I know I read one of her screenplays a couple of years ago, and it has more to do with relationships, but I don't know what her hook is about right now.
Well, then the best and highest way then is to just follow that hook, follow that topic. And as she does, this is another thing that comes up a lot of times when you're starting out about feeling like do you need a lot of money to advertise and such. And so for her, if she just continues to follow that subject matter, she could do a Googling on the topic and to be able to then start matching up and hooking up with those other websites or other people who are also concerned with the same topic. So that would be the way to follow along. And then with that, it's always, you find your people who are interested in it because they're already there. You know, it's already a community of those that would you could slot this right in. So now, I wonder if Tony is on the line, because Tony had a question about what you can do with no money to get started. Is Tony there? No, Tony's not there. So the way to feel about getting started is it's not money. It's never about money to begin anything. It's about going from what you have rather than what you don't have, and going with your subject matter or your passion about it. This is a good use of public relations, where you could put out a press release about the subject matter. There's another thing that I would suggest to Tony in particular would be that there's so many radio shows now and webinars, hundreds and hundreds of them, especially within the area of spirituality and such, so that you just offer yourself as a guest on the shows, and then you can gather people to come to your website or to buy your product or whatever the thing is that, you know, you are offering. And so that, you know, doesn't require any money at all. And the more you put energy there, the more money that comes to you. It's always good to think of what are you giving? Always what can I give? And as you are thinking in those terms, and the money comes in. Is that beep for us, Matt?
I'm not sure what that beep is. I've unmuted the line so that if somebody else is on the line, sometimes we hear a little extra noise. But
mm-hmm.
We're fine. I mean, if we hear a little extra noise, we can just keep talking. We're fine. We have about 20 more minutes of time if you still have time, so we can keep talking.
So there's a question here from Lori Greenspan. Are you on the line? Laura Greenspan. Okay, I'll read it. I'm a 29-year-old married mother of one, and I've started a website that has a spiritual message, and I'm a spoken word artist and a comedian and overall entertainer, and I do performance poetry, and my poetry contains themes like overcoming teen bullying, living with challenges, overcoming violence in our society. And Matt Welch has been a supporter of mine. Good for you, Matt. And although the website doesn't have much content now, I'm working on videos and ebooks for my work. My question is, do you have any advice for someone like me? The way that you can continue to put your material onto the website is to include people. In other words, it's very easy now to make to do videos if you've got any kind of little flip camera or iPhone or such. So then engage and enroll people in this. Like, for instance, if it's teen bullying, you might want to go and talk to teens and put that as a video on your website. So that now is the time to create community and to do this from a grassroots level, and especially with Laura, because you're a spoken word artist and a comedian, then you will be in your entertaining, you know, you show up with your entertainment. It can be, you know, as street entertainment. It could be something, you know, like at school, if it's the bullying, if it's any which way that you want to create living theater now. And as you're doing that, then that melds with your website, and then it magic always happens when you're including the community. So, and then, you know, things start coming out from behind your doubts, and offers are made. And, oh, really? You mean, oh, you really? You want me to come there? Oh, thank you so much. Oh, you know, and then you go to the next thing and you show up, and 80% of success is showing up, and then the 20 extra percent is you doing the performance and developing that to the videos and more and more and more, and it escalates that way. So there's a sweetness and an ease about it, and that would be a nice way for you to go.
That's great. Do you have any other questions?
I do have another question here from Carly. She says, nobody in my family is in show business. How can I break in without knowing anybody? Well, as we've been talking about, know thyself. It's really good that you have an understanding that success, even in Hollywood and especially in Hollywood, is relational. They used to say it's who you know. Well, I think it's who you love. It's who you are, you make friendships with. And so if you have a real talent for, it seems like you have a family here, you know, that you know how to be in a family, you know how to be relational. And so then that would be how you would then come forward with that particular talent. You have a talent for connecting with people. And so then even though you don't know anybody, you begin. And you have talent for finding them out, especially if you're here in Hollywood. Everybody, I mean, you know, just go to the local burger place and talk to the waitress, and that would be somebody who is going on auditions, and then you go there too if that's what you want. If you want to be an actor, or you want to be in writing, or you know, everybody who's any restaurant that I go in, you know, I'll say, oh yes, I'll have the bouillabaisse, and they'll say, are you Vicky King? Oh, I've got a script in the back room. So everybody's got a script, and everybody's, you know, everybody is the family of those who are in Hollywood, in show business, wanting to break in. So then develop with them. And make a new family, make a family that, brings you your break-in opportunities.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I'll pause for a moment to see if anybody on the line wants to ask a question. If not, we'll just keep going with the questions by email.
Okay.
I'll pause for a moment. If someone wants to ask Vicki a question, feel free to speak into the space. All right. Vicki, do you have any other email questions?
Oh, there's somebody coughed.
Yeah, there's a few people on the line, but do you have any other questions by email?
I have, let's see, here's one of, I'm scared. I have a job, and it's too much for me to have the job and to do my movies, she says here. So what can I do? So I'm scared. It's too much for me to do. Often it's very difficult to be able to do two things simultaneously. You know, if you have your heart's desire that you want to work on your movie here, she said, I don't know if that's writing it or directing it or such, and then doing the job. Certainly, it's really hard to have a day job and then your dream. And the best that you can do with that is work it out in increments. You know, like maybe do the job fully and then amass some money ahead and then quit the job and then do your film if you can't do them simultaneously. I think when you say you're scared here, you probably are feeling that you want to quit the job so that you can jump off into outer space, you know, out on a limb there and do your dream, and then that's frightening. Well, go ahead, do that. You know, go ahead and do that because you will be caught. You will be supported. You will be supplied because you can always go get another day job. I think, you know, I'm always a kind of a recruit for people quitting their day jobs and go for it. And you know, you'll know. I mean, and it will be in adjustments, in increments. You know, you go for it, and then you go pick up some cash, and then you go for it again, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
The big score isn't necessarily next Tuesday. Here's an interesting thing about money, is especially in when you're doing your dream, it's very good to have what I consider about seven different kinds of money. And they are consistent money, long money, short money, quick money, big money, and steady money. And they're all different. To be mindful of what, you know, if you're going to be freelance, be mindful of all of those things. Everybody I know who was freelance all their life, as I was, we all had varying categories of what we did. You know, I would do, I'd be a professor, you know, like 3 hours a week. And then I did seminars all over the world. And then I would be on the road, and then I'd be, that's it. That's enough of that, and I'd be off the road. I'd do consultations, you know. So you find many, many categories that can feed each other. Like what I used to do that I really loved was I would be on the road, and I would speak to thousands and thousands of people. And then I'd be off the road and I wouldn't speak to anybody. And then I could write it all, you know, with just myself. I'd walk on the beach and be quiet. And then I would do one-on-one with clients. So that each thing helped the whole art form. You know, you always want to be mindful of what is your content, what are you bringing forth. And so whatever helps you to be able to enhance that and do that. And then each one of those things paid their particular money so that there was always, you know, there was always like a, there's steady money, there's constant money, there's, do you see? So it's always very good to think of it in those terms. So then you're not completely out on a limb, and then you have to put energy into thinking and worrying about where the money's coming from.
Yeah, that's one thing I really admire about your work is your consultations cover a wide area. Do you want to talk a little bit about some of the different types of consulting work you've done in the past before?
Well, I do a lot of, you know, people used to come with their scripts, and then they left their scripts at home because it was never about their script. It's always about them. And I do a lot of oracle work on films, which what that is that I go in at the development of the material, and then I work with the whole production until the launch of the film. And that's really beautiful work because you're working with each person who's cranking open this new creation. And so then everything comes up, you know, all people's issues in terms of their fears and what's keeping them down so that they can break through and expand up. So it's pretty exciting stuff. And also what I love about that is when I work with luminaries, you know, in Hollywood who have very, very high profiles, the point is that they don't have high profiles because they're cute. They have high profiles so that they can do some leveraging in helping the world. And so then I work with people who can then just pick up the phone and make things happen internationally in such a way that it can affect, you know, all of North Africa with waterworks or with serum medications and such. And that's pretty heady stuff. That's really exciting to work on that kind of vibrational level of being able to, you know, make that kind of affecting change. And it's so easy. It's so much easier than when all these luminaries were in the beginning and they were getting there, getting up to where their platform was, how hard that is. And then once you're up there, to be able to utilize it in this easy manner. Very exciting.
That's great. We have 10 minutes left, and I want to use this time wisely, so I'll pause for a moment and see if anyone wants to speak again. And I also want to make sure, is there any other questions?
I did get an email from Dia, but there wasn't any question. So if Dia would like to ask a question.
Well, that's all right. Well, we have about 10 minutes left. I want to respect your time, so I want to give you the last 10 minutes to talk. If there's something you want to talk about, you can. If not, I always appreciate your advice you have for me. So,
what question do you have for yourself, Matt? What's going on for you? You do such a beautiful job with your interviews and your website and such, and you have a good heart and a good desire to be of good help. So, what's going on for you now in the stage and phase where you are in that?
Well, I really like to get to a space where, I guess it's twofold. One, just provide extremely valuable content for people that really inspires and touches and even helps to heal people. That's something I'm trying to put first and foremost, is just the development of good quality content. And then the second thing is to really help it reach the people who need to hear and listen and read that content. And then the third thing would be to monetize that, but it's mainly the first two that I'm really trying to work on right now.
Well, it's interesting because sometimes it's good to mix it up. In other words, have you ever put the monetizing first?
I go back and forth. That's been tricky with me. That has been a challenge. I mean, sometimes I'll put that first and be like, how can I make money? And sometimes that's worked. Sometimes that distracts me.
Well, but you probably need to in order to continue to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, often there's a suffering that goes on with those who wish to be of good help in the world. You know, people who have the Good Samaritan streak that is a mile wide.
Yeah.
And we tend to be eager to give and give and give. And what happens with that is that it's not asked for, you know. Even though you feel like it would be valuable to people, it's not. It wasn't asked for, and it's not received. So you're in a time frame now when you're looking at pearls before swine. You know, where you, I'm sure that you've seen where you were so giving and so caring to someone, and it completely was dismissed. And it probably hurt your feelings, made you feel drained. Is that something that ever happened to you?
Yes, that has happened in the past.
Yeah. And so you want to be in a place of standing aside from the involvement, the electrical charge of what it is that you're offering. I think that there's a shading in humility. In other words, you're very humble about what you offer, and you want to do this in kindness and in purity and in good faith. And the truth is, you want this, and so many people on such calls as this in spiritual content, they want so to give what they're giving, because the truth is then they receive from that. And when you are completely detached from that people are going to receive that or they're not going to receive that, then it's not their responsibility to make you feel better. In other words, it's an awesome, precious opportunity when you're ever asked to offer your offering. It's a privilege. It's not something that you can manipulate, although I'm not saying that you are. You're not, you know, in any way manipulating it, you know, to then receive back. So if you are if you're in need of receivership, then the best thing for you to do is to be very, very unattached to what the giving is. And just give it because you love to give it. It's just so joyful to give and be, you know, have no mindfulness, no, it's none of your business in that anything that you will receive from it. Because just in the giving alone makes you feel wonderful. And in that, that's where your money is. That's where your abundance and prosperity will be, in that expanded feeling in your heart. And you know, you'll be so happy that you give, that then other things begin to happen. I mean, I'm thinking of, let's say, for instance, you're at Home Depot and somebody drops $50 on the ground and you come running and say, oh, you dropped your $50, and give it back to the person. And the person is so happy that they, you know, they hug you and they're just so thrilled. Oh, thank you so much. And you feel brilliant and fantastic about it. You feel wonderful, but and you're not thinking like, well, how come I didn't get a reward, or what, you know, where's my amount, you know, where's I should have kept the $50. Do you know? You just feel purely, directly happy about it. Then as you turn and you, you know, go out of Home Depot, then a serendipitous happening will happen for you because you are vibrating at this level of, oh my gosh, I am in, you know, full receivership of the joy of that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen. You will see, you will have this, but you won't necessarily experience the richness and the receivership back to you of all that you're contributing, maybe for another 20 years. And I don't mean that like, oh my gosh, you're not going to make any cash money, between now and 20 years from now. But you know, like I say to you, because I'm much older than you are, that I have the richest, happiest, expanded heart life, because maybe 20 years ago I did things and gave things that there was no return for. And maybe at the time I might have thought, oh geez, well, you know, I got to pay my bills here.
Yeah.
You know, so it will be there for you, and you're that's what you're doing. That's the earnestness that you are creating in your life, and most people on the call, the desire, you know, this a heart's desire is a love desire. It doesn't have much else to do with anything that is not not pure and innocent and humble. And when you have that and you keep releasing your heart with joy, oh here, I give it this, you know, give it, then it does circle back, and even you get it, even you can feel it and understand it, and sometimes it takes a really long time to have that receivership return.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense what you said on a lot of different levels. So I really appreciate taking the time to answer that question.
Yeah, you know, I mean, watch what happens, because you're in the becoming, and you see you're not fully, you know, the whole self yet. You know, if you maybe you might want to do a little standing on the summit and thinking, what will you look back on in your life when you're in your 60s, and feel, and then you begin to start seeing the enormity of the value of being you, and the value of what it is that you are doing and what you are giving, and when you do that, you understand on a really, really deep level what all this giving business is all about, and what, you know, what we really truly are contributing, and the privilege of it is just awe-inspiring and very, very loving.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, it's funny. I did a similar exercise a few days ago, and it really did kind of help give me some perspective. But hearing you say that kind of reiterates kind of.
You know, I wrote a book called Feelization. You feel it in your heart, and you have it in your life. And it's very simple. You know, you just keep playing the expansiveness of your heart. I'm saying the word expansive over and over again tonight, so that breaks open, so that those patternings that have shut the heart, you know, can open it up much better. And it's a very simple technique. It's just feel it in your heart, and then it vibrationally you've created that, and then you will have it in your life, and that materializes in your life in monetization and good support and all kinds of ways, and then good offerings that expand what your giving can be. So if anybody wants that book, that's at Amazon. It's an ebook.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. I really, really appreciate your time and your offering and your giving tonight. That's very, very appreciated and generous.
Well, you're welcome, Matt, and you know, all best wishes to everyone who's on the call, and just keep following your heart. It's really thrilling, and we're living in spectacular times now because it's so much easier.
Absolutely. Well, I guess real quick, I think people have your website, but if they want to reach you, what's the best way to reach you or your website?
My website is vickiking.com, VickiKing.com. And they can contact me through there.
All right. Well, Vicki, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And hooray to all. So, good night.
All right, good night.